And away we go. We're back here on this Tuesday, August the 20th, 2019. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the early show here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with you for the ride, joined in studio this is kind of like when Bob Hope used to walk on The Tonight Show. Unexpectedly, but always glad to be here. Sean Kraft. Sean, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How about you, Scott?
You know, I'm okay, but these last few days, this humidity and this heat starting to get to me a little bit.
Me too. I walked outside today, and I was like, whoo, the heat, that's like the heat index. You can really tell it's out there today.
And I have this little thing on my face. I don't know what it is.
A zit?
No, it's not a zit. But every morning when I'm shaving, I cut it. And I don't think it's ever going to heal.
A skin tag.
No, I don't think it's a skin tag. I've seen skin tags before. I don't know what it is.
Cyst.
No, I hope it's not a cyst. Yeah. We don't need that. Now, see, now we're getting too deep into the medicals. We don't want a cyst. But I'll tell you what we do have. We do have trivia questions here, and somebody tried to call in during the break, so I'm going to run through these again real quick. If you want to call in, answer any of the trivia questions, feel free. We enjoy that. 740-383-9944. And if you do want to win, we still have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We still have tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. So here we go. Well, here's the questions. What was the last TV series that John Forsythe was the star of or was in? He was the star, and he was also in the series. Can anybody name the last TV series that John Forsythe was the star of? Maybe this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Was Bobby Darin the first guest on Larry King?
Not Bobby Darin, but they were very close friends. That's very close. And I'll tell you, the person who was the first guest, another hint, was a very close friend of Larry King.
A close friend. And was Warren Harding 23 when he first started having health problems?
Let me check. You have that right. Warren Harding first started to have health problems when he was 23 years old. Very young. I didn't know that he had started having heart issues back when he was 23. Did you know that?
No, not till I read it on here in the biography.
Oh, I understand. I don't think many people would have known that. Are you eligible for a prize today?
Yes.
All right. Let me get the paper here. Let's see here, the 20th. Let me get the date down here. Jeopardy just came on.
Oh.
What prize would you like? Would you like Zoo or Zumbezi Bay or the Wilds?
The Zoo.
The Zoo? And what's your name, ma'am?
Patricia Franklin.
Patricia Franklin. Do you listen to the show often, Patricia?
I try to.
Well, I certainly appreciate you being out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Patricia, a big winner this morning of tickets to the Zoo. Warren Harding was 23 years old when he first started to have health problems, the health problems that eventually killed him. Later on, oh, I turned your mic off when you're... Go ahead.
Yeah, that is young. That's really young.
Well, it led to an early demise for the president, that's for sure. All right, we got one here answered. Let's see if we can get some other ones answered. We have the last TV series that John Forsythe was the star of. Does anybody know what that is? The last TV series that John Forsythe was the star of. It was a sitcom, I'll give you that. What Marion business sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball? Madge Cooper and I did it back in 2007. The business is still in business here in Marion. It was a local Marion business. Who sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball? What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? Who was the first guest on Larry King's overnight radio show that started in the mid-1970s for the Mutual Network? Now, the caller guessed Bobby Darin. Now, that was a friend of Larry King's, and this person was a friend of Larry King's as well. A big national star in the entertainment industry. Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show? When President JFK was assassinated, what was the first program that his brother, Robert Kennedy, appeared on after JFK was assassinated? Does anybody know that? And then we have our songs. I'll give you two lines of a song, and then you give me the next two lines. Now, we already had one answered this morning. That was Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. Here's the first two lines. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. What are the next two lines of that very popular song? 740-383-9944. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. What are the next two lines? Larry King's first guest on his national radio show. What's the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, JFK, in the early 60s? The last show that John Forsythe was on, last television series, What Marion Business sponsored the last broadcast of the Charity Ball? Go ahead, caller.
John Forsythe was the Three Angels.
What was that?
The Three Angels.
Oh, not Charlie's Angels, but that was close to the end of his career, but that was not the final one.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. Not Charlie's Angels. We're looking for the last TV series that John Forsythe was a regular on. He also was the star. What Marion Business, still in business, sponsored the last Charity Ball broadcast? And what year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? Does anybody know that? And I'll throw in one more question, because I think this is interesting, since we got the President Harding question answered. WMRN had a slogan in 1947. Now, they may have had this slogan longer than 1947, but it started out like this. WMRN 1490. And then what was their slogan? Now, remember, this was 1947. Does anybody know what that would have been? Long-time Marion radio listeners. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Set me up for the song.
Oh, okay, here we go. Are you going to sing it? This will be good. I always like having a musical act on this show. All right, away we go here. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight.
And we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right.
That's great. You have got it. Billy Joel. Now, are you a fan of Billy Joel?
Not particularly. I think he looks like a banana man, but you know that's just my opinion. And Scott, that little thing on your face.
Yes, what is that?
That's your nose.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
I shouldn't shave my nose in the morning, should I? You know, how do you get around shaving something on your cheek? You know, I don't even know how to do it. But every morning I about bleed to death in the bathroom.
I don't know. Stick your finger right there on that spot.
Well, I'm going to have to, because one morning this microphones will just be dead at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be laying in the bathroom floor having bled to death. What a ghastly thing that'll be.
Yeah, I understand.
So, but you know, why do you think that Piano Man song got so much attention? People love to sing it today. I was just at the Marion Maid Gala, and they took that song and kind of they changed the lyrics, but it was the Piano Man song.
I suppose it was just the melody.
It could have been. It certainly couldn't have been Billy Joel. I didn't know that Billy Joel did For the Longest Time until recently.
Uh-huh.
That's a popular one, too.
Well, I think la, 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 la.
That's right.
You know, that's in there, too.
I'm with you. But you know what song he did do that I did like? Was New York State of Mind.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought he incorporated, like, the Daily News, and he incorporated real things in New York, though I thought that was good.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's
okay.
no John Lennon. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, we had a musical act today. Aren't you excited?
She did a good job.
Now, you're a big fan of Billy Joel. I know that.
I am. I like that Billy Joel. He does a very good job of presenting himself. He's really good. I mean, who could play a piano and do the harmonica at the same time? That's pretty good.
He's a talented fellow. So we got, you know, every time we've done this music thing, we get him.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So the two today, we got Sing Us a Song, You're the Piano Man, Sing Us a Song Tonight, We're All in the Mood for a Melody, and You've Got Us Feeling All Right. That was Billy Joel, the Piano Man. And the one we got in hour number one was I Fell Into a Burning Ring of Fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. and it burns, burns, burns that ring of fire. We got both of those today.
There you go.
And tomorrow we'll have two more, so stay tuned for tomorrow. But the music is done for today, unless you just want to call in and sing something. If somebody wants to call in and sing Buttons and Bows, we'll allow that. That was one of the questions. I just don't know the lyrics. I'd try to sing it for you poorly.
Buttons and Bows. Yeah, that was the, we had that one guy, what was his name that came in? And he's a impersonator of... Yeah.
Lynn Roberts.
Yeah, he's really good.
I think his name was Lynn Roberts. I'm pretty sure that's
right. Yeah, because I think I have his autograph, yeah.
All right. The questions on the table for this morning, still out there. Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show? It was somebody from the entertainment industry, a very big name from the entertainment industry. Who was it?
Bob Hope.
You know, nobody's guessed Bob Hope.
Really?
They could give a guess. I would not stop them. Bob Hope did Buttons and Bows. So it's a tie-in. What was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, JFK? Does anybody know the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on? It was a national television show of that era, the 1960s. Does anybody know what it was? What was John Forsythe's last TV series called? The last one where he was a regular cast member. What Marion business that's still in business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball back in 2007? Business is still in business. They sponsored the broadcast. What was it, that business? What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? Does anybody know the year? That's all you have to know. WMRN had a slogan in 1947. Does anybody know what their slogan was in 1947? It was WMRN 1490.
It says 1940.
And then there's a slogan.
Yeah.
Now, does anybody know what that slogan was? That's what we're looking for. And I'll give you one more since we got the Billy Joel question. What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 fairs around this area? When the radio station went to the fairs in 1945, what was their estimated attendance? That actually, people who actually came to the tents and things like that. It's an interesting number, is what I will say. Go ahead, caller.
It was 1497 since 1947.
No, that's a good guess, but not the correct answer, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Not 1497 since 1947, but that is a good guess. What we're looking for is WMRN's slogan from 1947. What would their slogan have been? It was WMRN 1490... And what was the rest of it? Their slogan. They used this in 1947. Does anybody know what that was? That's the question. What was the estimated attendance in the broadcast tents in 1945 as they went around to the fairs? Does anybody know what the estimated attendance was? What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? What business sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball in 2007? Marion Business, still in business. John Forsythe's last TV series, what was it called? Larry King's national radio show, who was the first guest? It was a big name from the entertainment industry. And what was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after his brother JFK was assassinated in the early 1960s? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Tickets to the Wild, Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo. 740-383-9944. All right. What's on your mind?
I was trying to think who was the last person that did the charity ball. I'm pretty sure I think I knew who it is.
The last person who...
sponsored it.
Oh, the business?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're looking for. The last Marion business. Well, it was a Marion business. The Marion business who sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball that Madge Cooper and I did. It was called the Red Carpet Report. Go ahead, caller.
The radio station in 1940, since 1940.
That's close, but not what their slogan was in 47.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
WMRN's had a few slogans over the years, but in 47, they had a different slogan. What we're trying to get is, what was WMRN's slogan in 1947? And I know this is correct, because I have a picture with it on the tent. So, the question in, what was WMRN's slogan for the 1490 AM station in 1947? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 fairs that came to the broadcast tent? Does anybody know what the estimated attendance was? What year was Mary Ellen Withrow elected Marion County Treasurer? What Marion business sponsored the last broadcast of the Charity Ball? It was a local business. Does anybody know the last television series that John Forsythe was in? Larry King's first guest on his national radio show in the mid-1970s. First show Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother John Kennedy. Those are the questions. 740-383-9944.
Pretty good.
So you don't remember the business that sponsored the red carpet reports for the last broadcast of the Charity Ball?
I'm pretty sure I knew who it is.
Back in 2007.
Does it start with a J?
A J. No, it does not start with a J.
Oh. So that's not it, then.
Nope, not a J. Well, who do you think it was?
I thought it was Johnson Supply or whatever.
No. They might have been a sponsor of the Charity Ball, but they did not sponsor our broadcast.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We're looking for the business that sponsored the broadcast of the last Charity Ball.
Oh.
Now, it is a Marion business, and it is a Marion business that is still in business.
I cannot remember. I wasn't there that night. I was listening, though.
I remember saying it over and over and over because Madge Cooper and I were doing it, and I kept having to give their little plug all night long. Hmm. But they're a good business. They're still in business here in Marion. Who was the last business to sponsor the last broadcast from the Charity Ball back in 2007, the year Mary Ellen Withrow got elected Marion County Treasurer? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know WMRN's slogan from 1947? The estimated attendance at the 1945 fairs? Give us a call, 740-383-9944, and you could win tickets to the Wild, Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or if you just want to call in and answer, give us a ring. Now, also, if you want to report on anything else going on in the world, you can do that as well, because we've heard about the repaving of Main Street, North Main Street. We heard about that last week. We heard about the railroad crossing at Barks Road and White Oaks Road that's being redone. We heard about the parking spots in front of City Hall that were changed to slant to the west instead of to the east. And I was down there yesterday, and apparently that's so you can back in. So what do you make of that? So any updates on that, give us a call. 740-383-9944.
And the overpass on 309 and Pole Lane is getting done pretty fast.
Well, hopefully it'll be done pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because I think that'll be a lot of help to a lot of people. Go ahead, caller.
Was it 1490 since 1940?
Not 1490 since 1940. They actually didn't trot that out until, I think, the 70s is when they started using that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It was not 1490 since 1940, but I used to say that a lot when I was there, but that was not their slogan in 1947. What we're looking for is WMRN's slogan in 1947. They only had so many slogans over the years. This might have been the first one, because they started in 40, so this would have been 47. So this was probably one of the early ones.
Like, I remember a couple of them. The slogans like, WMRN... What was it?
The jingle?
The jingle, yeah.
The jingle?
It's about radio, right? Radio.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, I don't know who did those jingles, but all the stations had jingles like that.
Yeah.
The days of radio jingles.
Ours is, play ours. Play our jingle.
Which is that?
Barbara Walters.
Oh, the Barbara Walters. We haven't heard that for a while.
That's our jingle.
Where is the Barbara Walters thing? I have not heard that for a while. All right. Here you go. Stand back. Get ready. Give us a call, 740-383-9944.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. Go ahead, caller.
Is the slogan "Where Marion Comes to Talk"?
Not "Where Marion Comes to Talk." That was actually their last slogan, but that's a good guess.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not "Where Marion Comes to Talk." I think that was actually the last slogan that they used. And not 1490 since 1940. I don't think that came to the 1980s. I don't think. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got to get a little permission here to see when I'm able to call in. You said don't go away from your dial, your station. Stay right there. Well, I didn't obey you, and I went out and deadheaded some flowers for 15 minutes, but I overran about 5 minutes, so I missed out a little bit. It's so hot today, going to be so hot today, so I thought I'd listen to your show, but I'm trying to get this question answered, if you would, please. Your monologue from 8 to 10, is that going to be trivia, or can you cut in and ask you any other questions?
Oh, you can ask me anything anytime.
I think a lot of people knows when you got a monologue, you've heard it from other people that's been on the show and your station, and then when somebody calls in and then this and that, and then they say, well, we'll get back to what I was talking about, and that kind of seems kind of abrasive to the caller in, you know, like they wasn't important. So I just thought that I'd put out there, like the listeners, the young lady that called there earlier, she said she didn't want to be a pest. Well, that's the way you kind of feel. But you don't want to hog the station either. You're the one that's the master of ceremony, so I just thought I'd get clarification on that.
No, I tell you, I want anybody to call anytime they want, and if I'm off talking on a different subject and you want to talk about something different, I want you to break in and stop me, because the airwaves, I think, are important. I like when people, regulars, call.
Well, that's the main point I was getting at. A radio station or any other station isn't going to thrive unless they have people that assist and do the call in like a ball game. They got the prices so high and stuff that people aren't attending the ball game, so the money is going down the tubes, you know. And why would you want to have a station if you didn't have any callers day in and day out?
That's right. I agree.
So
100%.
Anyhow, I took a little trip over to Mansfield the other day, and another couple was with us, and I said, hey, I said, did you know where President Harding was born? And they said no. So I went down there, and I was really shocked. They're building President Harding up real good for the annual event, or the event coming up in 2020. And I said to my wife, I said, crying out loud, looky there, there's a placard there of President Harding's birthplace. There isn't a parking place. There is nothing. You can get off the road. You cannot read it from the road, and it's a busy kind of road there. And I was just wondering if you could throw that out, the historical buffs, and give an explanation. We're building it up strong here, but other people that would maybe was going to come to this area, which is not too far from his birthplace, they would be very, very disappointed. I think it's a pity the way that's presented, and I know there's money involved. It might not draw money, and it might not have enough money for the county it's in, but I think I'd just like to hear an answer on that. I've called in before and wanted to hear an answer from the historical buffs that I never get an answer back on, but they don't jot that down because that isn't important for a caller. But I think every call, if they come in and ask a question, if they can't answer it, and they're going to be on the next week or 2 weeks, they ought to jot it down, and that become part of their monologue. Come in and give a caller and the rest of their listening audience would be interested too. Thing. And here's the last one, and I'll get off of here because I'm Gabby, and I know I'm Gabby. I've been told I've been Gabby, but I enjoy being Gabby. So that's my. how about Carol Neinhart? He's been so active and done so much here in Marion, and he's what an artist. And I really enjoyed him talking about Marion because his family and stuff was right down in the nitty-gritty of this and that, and it was interesting stories and some of the stuff he wrote. maybe you can give us a little update on him someday. Or maybe you can have him on the show. I don't know. I knew he had some trouble there after his fall off of some scaffolding there. But I think a lot of listeners would like to hear about Carol Neinhardt and the progress, or if he does appear. Or, and the other one, last one, I lied. I said I only had one. Are you guys going to have your so-called radio station at the Popcorn Festival?
You know, that's up in the air right now. We went to the Bratwurst Festival on Friday night, and those people are always so kind and accommodatable.
Yeah,
And the Popcorn Festival, I know there are new people in charge this year, so it's certainly a possibility. I wouldn't doubt it, but we haven't made any plans at this point.
You haven't decided if you want to participate, but then it isn't that... if you try to participate, they won't allow you or something like that?
No, we haven't talked to them, so they haven't said no or anything.
I got you.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, well, I think you're a pretty popular person and the only person that's producing, and you're trying hard, and you're just kind of getting your roots started on here, and I'm all for you, and I think the rest of the people will like to hear the up-and-coming news and what's going on. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for calling. Stay well. All right. See, we like calls like that. 740-383-9944. Now, best of my knowledge, Carol Neinhardt is doing well. I've seen him out and about at dinners and things since he fell off that scaffolding. And I think he's doing okay, far as I know. I know he and Charlie had some kind of relationship, so maybe, you know, Charlie will have him on at one point. Or not, he can come on this show. It doesn't... makes no difference to me at this point. The Harding marker, I know it's kind of a mess over there right now with all the work that's being done, but who knows? Maybe it'll all clear up sometime soon. Go ahead, caller.
The slogan that sticks in my mind is Hometown Radio.
You know, it was Hometown Radio for a long time. It's funny because, Where Marion Comes to Talk was the last one. Hometown Radio came before that, and before that was 1490 since 1940. But there was one before that. I think it was the original slogan.
Well, I was thinking Hometown Radio was the original.
Not Hometown, but it was at one point.
Okey-doke.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Hometown Radio. Now, do you remember when WMRM was called Hometown Radio?
I do.
That was in there for a while.
Yeah.
It absolutely
was.
But
I can't remember the 1947 one either.
1947, it probably was the original slogan that dated back to 1940. What was the slogan of WMRN's 1490 AM station in 1947? What would the slogan have been? Does anybody know? Does anybody know the estimated attendance at the 1945 fairs? As the radio stations went along. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for Mary Ellen, would it be about 1976?
1976, Mary Ellen Withrow was elected Marion County Treasurer for the first time. Now, I can't remember if that was the election of 76.
You're kidding me. Is that right?
That is right.
Well, I tried to figure how long she's been retired, and she went to the federal, and she went to the state. I can't believe that, because that's what I tell you. Say either high or low, so we don't keep guessing. I cannot believe that. I know I've seen it before when she's been in the paper.
You have
I just pulled that number. I can't believe it. Okay.
You've got it right. 76. Thank you.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Yes, Mary Ellen Withrow was elected Marion County Treasurer in 1976. And then I believe it was the early 80s when she became state treasurer, and then 94 when she became treasurer of the United States. But the first time she was elected Marion County Treasurer, 1976, which certainly started a very profound career.
Sure did.
To be sure. All right, we've got that one. Does anybody know the slogan for WMRN 1490 in 1947? Does anybody know what the slogan was back in 47? Does anybody know what Marion Business sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball back in 2007? It's a local Marion business that's still in business. Does anybody know the last TV series that John Forsythe starred in? Forsythe? Go ahead, caller.
It's the slogan, Marion County's home radio station.
not Marion County's home radio station, but that's a little closer. I think that's as close as we've been. All right, we appreciate it. 740-383-9944. We're looking for the slogan for WMRN back in 1947. What was their slogan? Estimated attendance at the 1945 fairs, the county fairs. It's an interesting number. Business that sponsored the last charity ball broadcast back in 2007. John Forsythe, the last TV series he was on as a regular. What was the name of it? Larry King, who was the first guest on his national radio show, Big Entertainment Star, and the first show Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother John Kennedy in the early 60s. It was a big national television show. Does anybody know what show he appeared on first? 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Wilds, Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay, or if you just want to call in, or if there's anything else on your mind, feel free. 45 minutes coming up on 46 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. What do you make of the Harding home and the placard?
Me, personally, I think that you need to light that up. It needs to be like on a digital screen so people can see it far. I mean, you can't hardly see it right up on the road.
So do you think there's a lot of hoopla and happiness going on here with the 2020 coming up?
I think so, yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the fair, the Marion County Fair, maybe, I suppose say 20,000. I'll just say 20.
Not 20, but that's a good guess.
Not high or low.
I feel like I'm on The Price is Right.
That's the other question, because it's like, well, okay then.
20,000 is low.
Well, I'll still do another number, so I'll call back later.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, we're looking for the estimated attendance at the fairs in 1945, and 20,000 would be low. Also looking for the slogan for WMRN in 1947, the last business to sponsor the last charity ball broadcast, local Marion business, still in business. The last TV series John Forsythe was on, the first guest on Larry King's national radio show. It was a national entertainment person. And the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy, back in the early 60s. What was the first show that he appeared on? 740-383-9944. Give me a call.
I don't think we probably count the people anymore at the Calvin Fair, do we?
I don't know how you would do it.
Yeah.
It's an estimated attendance, so I guess... I don't know if they do it by the cans of food that people bring, or...
The ticket stubs?
I don't know if people count as they're stamping people's hands, or if they count based on the money.
Oh, they don't know if somebody's hiding in the trunk?
Well, I don't know if...
I
don't know if it's a good idea to hide in the trunk.
No, I'm just saying, isn't it per person?
Yeah, I think it's per person.
I mean, I don't know.
They do charge you per person.
Yeah, so I'm one of the, you know, people, I don't know.
I didn't go to the fair this past year, so I'm not really sure what the attendance would have been.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
So what did you think of the Bratwurst Festival Friday night?
It was very interesting. You know, I did not realize, because it's been years and years and years since I've been there, and it's actually pretty big and nice where we were set up at. I mean, it was right directly on the sun. I got a suntan, but
It is outside.
Yeah.
It is outside. Do want to remind people that there is a reception coming up at the Wings and Wheels show. Coming up, the reception will be on Friday night, September the 13th, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Marion Municipal Airport, 1530 Polane Road, welcoming the CAF Red Tail Squadron. Now, these are $50 a ticket to go to this reception. It will be Friday the 13th. I guess that's Friday the 13th. How about that? I never thought about that. Friday, September the 13th, the reception, $50 donation. Good food, from what I understand. 740-383-9944 if you'd like some tickets to that, or if you know the answer to the trivia question. The estimated attendance at the 1945 fairs, WMRN slogan in 1947, the Marion business that's still in business that sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball. What was John Forsythe's last TV series called that he was a member of? First television show that RFK Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of JFK, and Larry King's first guest on his national radio talk show back in 1976, I believe, was the year. Who was his first guest? That's what we're looking for. Do you know who Larry had on show night number one?
Go ahead, caller.
I'll go $45,000 for the fair.
Not $45,000.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're looking for the estimated attendance at the fair of 1945. Estimated attendance.
100,000.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, Marion has a population of about 65,000. It was probably 65,000 back then, too. But I don't know how many people come from other counties.
Right.
And I don't know if everybody in Marion County goes to the fair.
And back at the fair, back then, they had everything back then.
What was different, I think it was, you know, it's still ag-oriented, but I think it was much more ag-oriented back in those days.
Because the racehorses, they don't have that kind of stuff really much anymore, right?
I think they still have the race. I do think they still have that. Go ahead, caller.
I think the sponsor of the charity ball was Carol's Jewelry Store.
Not Carol's Jewelers, but that would have been a good one.
Okay.
Thank you.
It was not Carol's Jewelry Store. The sponsor we're looking for, it's the local Marion business, which is still in business, that sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball back in 2007. It was the 80th and final charity ball. Madge Cooper and I did the broadcast from the charity ball, which was out at the carousel at that time. And it was called the Red Carpet Reports. Who was the sponsor of those red carpet reports? A Marion business that was... See, I had to spit that out. It was a Marion business that's still in business now. Does anybody know John Forsythe's last television series? The slogan of station WMRN in 1947. Estimated fair attendance in 1945. Larry King's first guest on his national radio show, Big Entertainment Person. And the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother John F. Kennedy. 740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, Columbus Zoo, or Jack Hanna's Wilds. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, or if you want to ask anything else, feel free, always feel free to break in. 740-383-9944. 52 and a half minutes past the hour. Do you know the slogan for this station?
Huh?
Do you know our slogan here at this station?
I don't know. Who made it up?
Well, it's been there for 5 years.
I guess I never say it.
You don't know the slogan?
Oh, welcome back?
No. That's kind of a thing we have, but do you know what the slogan of this station is?
You never told me after 5 years.
Well, I think you would know by listening after 5 years.
I didn't know you guys made one up.
Well, it's on that banner right there, sitting next to you.
Oh, you mean talk radio?
No, the first line up there of that banner.
Oh, Marion Talking Place. Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Well, that's the slogan.
Oh, okay.
Marion's Talking Place.
Yeah. Adam says it all the time.
I think we certainly are that.
Yeah, we talk a lot.
By the way, Adam Lepp will be on today with the Adam the Computer Guy show, 2:10 to 3 p.m., Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m., but we've got 6 minutes left here. Does anybody know the answers? What was the last TV series that John Forsythe starred in? Who was the sponsor of the last charity ball broadcast, a Marion business that's still in business? WMRN slogan from 1947? The estimated attendance at the 1945 fair. Larry King's first guest on his national radio show, Big Entertainment Star. And the first television show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, JFK, in the early 60s. 740-383-9944, or as I said, anything else on the table that you would like to mention. We would love to hear from you. You know, it would be nice, sitting here doing a morning show, to do it like over blueberry muffins. And I'm trying to think of a beverage that goes good with blueberry muffins. Tea, probably.
Milk.
No, see, I'm not a big milk person. But tea would be good.
Tea?
Tea.
No.
Hot tea.
Chocolate milk?
No, milk. Not chocolate milk. Tea. You gotta have tea. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Mario Cuomo? King's first guest?
Mario Cuomo was the first guest of Larry King's television show, but not his radio show.
Oh, his radio show.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Mario Cuomo, who was the governor of New York, was the first guest of his television show on CNN, but not his radio show. Fresh baked blueberry muffins. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Was it 30,000 on the fair?
Not 30,000, but that's a good guess.
That would have been about half of Marion County at the time. We're looking for the estimated attendance at the 1945 fairs. And again, this is just estimated, but this is the number they gave, so I have to go with it. Have to go with what people tell me. Well, if that was you, call back in. I think I lost the call.
What'd you do?
I hit the wrong button. Give me a call. 740-383-9944.
You just hung up on somebody.
Oh, Larry King used to do that all the time. Go ahead, caller.
Did John Forsythe do Charlie's Angels again?
He was the voice on Charlie's Angels, but there was one series that came after Charlie's Angels.
Oh, after he did it the second time?
What, was there a second Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, I guess they call it a reboot. He did it again when he was very old. I don't know how old, but he did the voice again, so I thought since he was so old, maybe that's all he could do.
Well, this show he was seen on. He was actually on the screen.
Oh, he was actually seen.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
But it would have been after Dynasty.
Yeah, because he did Charlie's Angels, I guess, again after Dynasty.
Yeah.
When he was, okay.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I didn't know there was a reboot of Charlie's Angels. When was that?
3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years ago.
Well, it's good John could come out, and apparently it wasn't a hit show. Didn't hang around very long. John didn't collect a lot of moolah on that particular show. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm calling about the Robert Kennedy.
Go right ahead.
Was it Tom Sullivan?
Not Tom Sullivan. I'm not even. Who was Tom Sullivan?
Well, that was back in the early 60s, or like the late 60s. But how about Montel?
Montel?
Montel Williams.
Oh, not Montel Williams. I don't know when Montel Williams came on the air, but it wouldn't have been
Montel. It was later, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was later. This was the year after, because JFK got assassinated in November. So. Right. It would have been the following year, yeah, early 60s, a big television show of that era.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're looking for the first show that Robert Kennedy, JFK's brother, appeared on after his brother's assassination. Now, it was a big national television show of the early 1960s. We're also looking for the first guest on Larry King's national radio show, Big Star, of the entertainment industry. We're looking for the last television series of John Forsythe.
Go ahead, caller.
Was Larry King's first guest Don Shula?
Not Don Shula. You know, I think that's on the internet, but that's not who it was.
All righty.
Thank you.
Not Don Shula, but I think that's been put on the internet, and like I say, I'll be able to tell you why it was not Don Shula when we get the first... when we get the right answer. We're looking for the first guest Larry King ever had on his national radio show. It was not a sports person. It was not a politician. It was not anybody like that. It was an entertainment person. Somebody who would have been big in Hollywood. Big star. Movies and television. Who was it? Does anybody know the last TV series of John Forsythe? The business that sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball, still in business here in Marion. The estimated attendance at the 1945 fairs. WMRN slogan in 1947. Does anybody know what that would have been?
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the fair, I'll guess 40,000.
Not 40,000.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not 40,000, but we're looking and we're trying. 740-383-9944. Got about a minute left here in the broadcast this morning. Does anybody know the answers to any of these questions? I'm so glad the music questions went by the wayside again. We got Billy Joel's Piano Man, and we got Johnny Cash's Burning Ring of Fire. What's the song called? It's not called Burning Ring of Fire.
It's called The Ring of Fire.
The Ring of Fire. That's right. Johnny Cash, one of a kind. All right, we'll take one more guess here. 740-383-9944. Do you know what John Forsythe's last television series was?
Law and Order.
Do you know what the business was, a Marion business, still in business, that sponsored the last charity ball broadcast? All right, here's our last guest. We'll be back tomorrow morning, by the way, so don't stray too far. Go ahead, caller.
Was Jackie Gleason the first guest?
You have got it. Jackie Gleason was the first guest on Larry King's national radio show. How'd you know that?
I was reading his biography, and it didn't actually say that. It just said that he was friends with him, and he helped him get started or something. It didn't actually say he was the first guest, so, but I just guessed.
But you have got it. Thank you.
Okay.
It was Jackie Gleason, and here's how you check it, that it was Jackie Gleason and not Don Shula. If you go to YouTube and search Larry King radio show Jackie Gleason, you will get the interview that Jackie Gleason did on Larry King's first radio show, which I believe was in 76. So just go to YouTube, type in Larry King, Jackie Gleason, and it'll pop up. So I don't know why it says Don Shula on the internet, but it was not Don Shula. So there you go. Again, Adam the Computer Guy Show today at 2 o'clock. Linda Sims, Voice of a People, 4 o'clock. Pastor Steve Whitaker, Pastor Spot at 5 o'clock. And I'll be back tomorrow morning from 8 to 10. And Charlie Evers tomorrow from 10 to 12. And Glenn Coble, 12 to 1. And Nate Redman, 4 to 5. Stay with WWGH Radio. But for right now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Birthday to Billy Goat Charlie, who today celebrates 108 years old as the Cleveland Indians are pulling ahead of the Chicago Cubs in the World Series. Happy birthday, Billy Goat.
Happy birthday, Billy Goat, but see you next year.
Do you think the